Prologue.
You are a magnificent monster, aren't you? Havelock Faraday said, staring up at the towering machine covered in gleaming white armor that stood before him. The old man was surrounded by scurrying technicians who were making the final adjustments to the object he was admiring, busily disconnecting charging cables and studying diagnostic readouts on screens dotted around the room.
The unit is nearly ready for launch, sir,
a timid-looking scientist reported as he approached, clearly reluctant to make eye contact with the old man.
Good,
Havelock replied with a quick nod. Prepare the dimensional portal for immediate activation.
You're quite certain it will be able to track the test subject through the planar boundary?
Yes, sir. Wherever that dog...
Test subject,
Havelock corrected him, glaring at the man.
Yes, of course. Wherever the, test subject may be, the seeker unit will be able to locate its unique quantum signature. It can track the target like a bloodhound, sir.
And is it capable of dealing with any resistance it might encounter when retrieving the test subject?
Yes, sir,
the technician replied.
It has a full set of defensive systems. Nothing will be able to get between the seeker and its target.
Good. Then begin the launch countdown, Havelock said,
walking over to a raised viewing platform as the last few technicians hurried to clear their equipment from the glowing pad beneath the vast machine. A few seconds later, the pad began to light up even more brightly as each second of the countdown began.
10, 9, 8,
quantum field stabilizing.
7, 6, 5, test subject targeted. 4, 3, 2,
time lock activated.
1, launch.
The room lit up with a blinding white light, and the machine disappeared from the launch pad with a zipping sound. Havelock allowed himself a small smile of satisfaction. Soon the test subject would be back in his control, and with it, the power to control this and every other universe.